Deus in adjutor hortium meum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
O loving Maker, hear the prayers we raise to you with sighs and tears, as we observe these 40 days with holy fast and abstinence. You search all the hearts with loving care, and know the weakness of our powers. Show mercy, Lord, forgive the sins of those who turn to seek your grace. Though we in truth have greatly sinned, yet spare us who confess our guilt. Restore and heal our ailing souls for praise and honor of your name. Grant us through corporal abstinence to learn and practice self-control, that inwardly with sober mind we fast from every stain of sin. Grant us, O blessed Trinity, O undivided unity, to see this service of our fast bring forth your fruit within our hearts. Amen. As the serpent was lifted up in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. As the serpent was lifted up in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. The Lord of hosts protects us and sets us free. He guides and saves his people. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple, Israel became his kingdom. The sea fled at the sight, the Jordan turned back on its course. The mountains leapt like rams, and the hills like yearling sheep. Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back Jordan on your course? Mountains, that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep. Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord of hosts protects us and sets us free. He guides and saves his people. He was pierced for our offenses and burdened with our sins. By his wounds we are healed. Christ suffered for you and left you an example, to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us dead to sin could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds you were healed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He was pierced for our offenses and burdened with our sins. By his wounds we are healed. My brothers, it was to us that this message of salvation was sent forth. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their rulers failed to recognize him, and in condemning him they fulfilled the words of the prophets which we read Sabbath after Sabbath. Even though they found no charge against him which deserved death, they begged Pilate to have him executed. Once they had brought about all that had been written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. Yet God raised him from the dead. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions.
For we have sinned against you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw people to myself. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et cheenem ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies, timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exalta vit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw people to myself.
All praise to God the Father who brought his chosen people to rebirth from imperishable seed through his eternal word. Let us ask him as his children.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
God of mercy, hear the prayers we offer for all your people. May they hunger for your word more than for bodily food.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
Give us a sincere and active love for our own nation and for all mankind. May we work always to build a world of peace and goodness.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
Look with love on all to be reborn in baptism, that they may be living stones in your temple of the Spirit.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
You moved Nineveh to repentance by the preaching of Jonah. In your mercy, touch the hearts of sinners by the preaching of your word.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
May the dying go in hope to meet Christ, their judge. May they rejoice forever in the vision of your glory.
Lord, be gracious to your people. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
By your help we beseech you, Lord our God, may we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.